Dr. Jay Gordon is here as we get ready to wrap up this Therapy Thursday, which has been great because we're talking about, you know, kids and the holidays and the pressures that go along with that. And we had some other points that we wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Sure. We were talking about a little bit during the break. There's sometimes you know, things you just can't control. And you don't always act at your the best way you would like to, or the ideal vision in your head. And a lot of times in therapy, you focus on how to fix that. How do you calm yourself down? How do you work with your kids? And sometimes it's okay to not focus on fixing it, but, you know, more accepting it when you can't control all those factors, or you just act as a human being. And a lot of times it's how you conceptualize or how you respond emotionally to the situation after it occurred. And I think that's a key piece. I'll give you an example of how that works. I used to, when I would come home from a long day at work, be 10-hour day, I'd be working. I'd come home, I'd be a little bit stressed out. I have four children. When they were younger, I'd walk in the door, there'd be toys all over the place. They'd be all rambunctious. They'd be hungry for dinner. It'd be a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'd be like, I can't stand this. They should be better behaved. They should be cleaning up, get myself even more stressed, maybe yell. But when I made a mental conceptualization change, and I said to myself, first of all, I can't stand it to myself, because I usually do. And secondly, this is exactly what I wanted. This is what it's like to have four children, which is exactly when this is what it's all about, being a parent. It's exciting, and the chaos, and it's going to go by in a flash. You know, time goes so quickly, and then they're grown up. And learning to appreciate the chaos, because that's exactly what we're going to be joking about 10, 20 years from now. So how you frame things is incredibly important.
That really puts things in perspective. That
appreciate
helps a lot.
The chaos is very,
yeah,
very
because
interesting.
You're right. When you originally, you know, dream it, you're like, oh, I'm going to have these perfect kids, and it's going to be, and you don't visualize that there is chaos involved in raising children.
Exactly. It's part of the fun. It's part of the whole picture.
It really is.
When you think of your own childhood and you look back, it is sometimes some of those moments. If you have siblings where you're fighting with the siblings, yeah, or there's different stories you talk about your parents when they lost their cool and things like that. So it is part of the whole package.
So people will be going home tonight saying, I've been appreciating your chaos for over 4 hours. Now, can I get some peace and quiet?
Usually you have to do that after the fact. You're reflecting back.
Thank you.
Instead of beating yourself up and saying, I can't believe I screwed that up as a parent, you say, you know what? This is all part of the picture. This is all, it's all fine. It's all okay.
That's very cool.
Thank you,
cool
Dr. Gordon.
Now, next time around, because we ran out of time this time, but I wanted to just throw the topic out there. It's you know, something Liz has mentioned the past couple
came
weeks.
Came up at girls' night, yeah.
And this is going to be an interesting topic. Waiting for the other person to say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, and we can't answer these questions yet, but we will next, or at least try to answer some of them next week. Why has it become the guy's, I don't want to use the word, burden, the guy's responsibility to be the first to say it? And is it different in the mind of a woman than it is? Is it more important for a guy to say it first? Because I think, you know, Liz said earlier, hey, listen, you know, we want to know what you're thinking. And I was like, well, so do we. So
not only that, but how long should it take to hear those words? How long do you wait?
He
wants to fight already. Can we keep him another hour?
It's a similar dynamic that we talked about before. With there was something with when the guy isn't acting the way you want, or as committed to it as you want. How long you wait? Okay, we can tackle that.
Yeah, that's what we'll get into a little bit, because we both have slightly different opinions on how that should how that should play out. Now, probably not. The problem is it's similar to what we were talking about before. Everybody wants it to be perfect. You want to fall in love. You want that guy to be right there. He loves you as much as you love him. When you love him that much, and then that's the storybook. That's the, you know, you see that in the movies. So why isn't that happening? And I think.
Well, it happened to you.
Eventually. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the truth, though. Sure. I mean, there's probably luck involved. There's a whole bunch of stuff, but why should it be one waiting for the other? If you love somebody, why can't you just say you love them? And put yourself
you
out
can.
There. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But our wish is that the guy would say it first, and rather quickly, I might add.
Thus the quandary. All right, so we'll be able to tackle this, Dr.
Gordon. That sounds a good topic.
All right, Dr. Gordon, thank you as always. Happy New Year to you. How do people get in touch with you for more information? And tell us about, you know, some other specialties that you're very proud of.
Sure. I have a practice with offices in Manahawkin, Freehold, and Breck. And for general anxiety, depression, relationship issues, you can make an appointment with myself, one of our other excellent therapists, at 732-840-5266. And I have a specialty in attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and other related type issues, learning disabilities, other behavioral problems. And you can check out my website at addsolutionsnewjersey.com. And there you'll learn about my comprehensive evaluation. I do a neuropsychological evaluation, IQ testing, cognitive testing, personality and behavioral evaluation. And also I have a lot of non-drug treatments, which are very interesting and can maybe talk about a different show. But that's addsolutionsnewjersey.com.
All right, our good friend, Dr. Jay Gordon. Yeah. And just one more reminder, Dr. Gordon, not that I'm trying to control the situation or anything like that, but I want you to be aware, if we tackle the who says I love you to the other person first topic next week, I will not be partaking in any role play.
But, you know, our very first show was actually, you did say I love you to Liz, and Liz didn't say it back. Wasn't that the very first show?
Right, but that was as friends.
That was a long time ago. Yeah,
I think we can revisit that whole topic.
this is what I was afraid of. All right, Dr. Gordon, thank you very much.
All right, see ya.